private school in Port St. Lucie has been providing academics with excellence since 1987. Morningside Academy offers private Christian education in a godly atmosphere, teaching truths that will last a lifetime. Morningside Academy provides excellence in academics, athletics, and the arts while developing Christ-like leaders for today and in the future. For more information about Morningside Academy, call 772-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
And then the devil come to you right away, you feel like you done messed up and you done. No, God says, believe in yourself. Believe that God is directing your steps. Believe that God's got you under control. Believe that God is going ahead of you. Believe that God is with you. Tell somebody right now, believe in yourself. I come to find out that even if, when I mess up, God makes it a miracle. When I have a mishap, God will make it a miracle. Why? My heart is toward Him. He knows how to do it. He has manifold wisdom. He already knows what you're going to do and knows how to get you where you're going. Trust Him with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding, but trust God. You're right where God, tell somebody right now, you're right where God wants you right now. Amen. So, the manifestation of the sons, I'm gonna hammer that. The manifestation of the sons is going to redefine everything. Redefine everything. When this revival truly breaks out, when this awakening truly breaks out, watch. Nations. Amen. Nations, everything's going to be redefined. There's going to be such a sound of joy. Come on, I said such a sound of joy. Not just happiness with stuff. Joy. Joy that come from heaven. Amen. According to Isaiah 60, and I won't have time in this message, but you do study Isaiah 60. And see what happens in Isaiah 60. But according to Isaiah 60, there will be an alignment. There's going to be things that start to align. There'll be an alignment of all the activities of the earth around the manifestation of the sons. Amen. Whew. Thank you, Jesus. That's why he said in Revelation 1:6, he has made you a king. Kings ain't broke. Kings aren't living like Mephibosheth. Kings aren't left out, kicked out, you know, thrown under the bus, you know, ostracized. No, kings rule. Kings govern. Tell somebody, I'm a king. He made me a king. Remember, we studied that, Basileus. But we're headed to Melech, to where we're on the throne governing. But that's the manifestation of the sons of God. I say it again. The manifestation of the sons is going to redefine, reset everything. Amen. There's a global agenda. And people better wake up quickly. Because they're just trying to, you know, label everything. They're trying to see. And there has to be an awakening because their agenda is evil. It's disguised. It's evil. It's to depopulate. It's against humanity as we know humanity. How many of God so loved the world? God loves mankind. Satan doesn't. He hates mankind. So this is the struggle. So in 1 Chronicles 12:32, just write it down. Issachar was the tribe that had understanding of times to know what to do. Let us stay in our lane. Stay in your lane. Don't back up. Don't negotiate. Don't give in. Take a stand. And when you stand, God stands with you. My Bible tells me if God be for you, who can be against you? Come on, have you ever experienced that? God being for you, and no matter who or what might be against you, it doesn't prosper. That word is true today too, but God needs people that will stand up. Amen. I said, the Lord needs those that will stand. Those that will stand in the gap for a nation. Those that will repent of their sins. Amen. Turn from their wicked ways. Cease being carnal. Cease being natural. Cease being doubting Thomases. And believe God's word. Amen. And stand in the gap. He said he searched in the time of Israel for someone that would stand in the gap for the nation. He said he couldn't find anyone. So what happened? Judgment fell. Understand, God is judging systems of the world. He's going to shake them. Understand this too. The narrative for the evil dark side is a cashless society where you become a barcode. They want to put a barcode on everything and load it up into a cloud. Call it a universal consciousness. That's the goal. Read. You'll find this stuff. And what's I'll say rather frightening today, they're not trying to hide it. It's in your face now. They feel like they have enough pull now. They have enough leverage now. You can't stop it. But I got news for you. There's a remnant called the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ. And they still are, amen, the salt of the earth and the light of the world. Amen. You might have been knocked down, but tell somebody, I'm going to get back up. Come on, there's a reset. There's an awakening. God is not through with the church yet. Matter of fact, the best of our days are coming. I said the best of our days are coming. The darker it gets, the brighter our light's going to shine. Amen. Psalm 102, verse 13. Psalms 102 and verse 13. Let me get you here. Word of God says, thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her. Yea, the set time has come. Word says, speaking of the Lord, Lord, thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her has come. I'm going to say it again. I feel that when I say it. The time to favor her has come. I said the time to favor her has come. The time of your favor, God's favor, has come. You've been through. You've struggled this last year. You got knocked down, might even got sick, but you're still here. You're well now. Your mind has been troubled. You've been confused. You lost some stuff. But the Bible says your set time has come. They tried to throw you under the bus. You've been ostracized. I'm telling you, time, there's coming a reset. What the enemy has meant for evil, God's getting ready to turn it around. Turn it around. Turn it around. Turn it around for good. Why? Your set time of favor. Do you understand God has reserved your time? I don't care what's happening out there in the world. God reserved your time. That's what a kairos is. A kairos is not the logos. It's not the chronos. It's the rhema. See, a kairos is something determined by God that will happen whenever God determines this to happen, no matter what else is happening. It don't matter what's going on, how dark the world is, how bad the economy may get, what's going on. God says, your time of favor, your set time of favor has come. I'm going to favor you while everything else is growing darker. Your light's going to get brighter. I'm going to increase you more and more, you and your children. That's the word of God. And heaven and earth will pass away before one jot or one tittle of his word will fail. The word of God won't fail. I'm telling you, this reset is going to redefine everything. That's why we see the word arise. Shake yourself from the dust. Stop having those pity parties. God is for you. He's more than the world against you. Elisha, when the Gehazi said, all these armies are surrounding us, what are we going to do? You got to know this for yourself. Elisha prayed and said, Father, open his eyes. He's seeing with natural eyes. He's being governed by his senses. Open his spiritual eyes that he can see what's really going on. And his eyes opened and he saw chariots and horses of fire, heaven's host. There was a whole lot of Syrians out there. But one angel, one night, when Ben-Hadad had threatened them, they had hundreds of thousands. One angel went out among them and slew 185,000. And I don't believe he was out of breath. I believe God said, that's enough. He could have wiped them all out. One angel. And my Bible tells me that the angel of the Lord encamps. You know, when you make a camp, that means you're going to stay there. Encamp round about them that fear him to protect them. See, the ball is in our court because you have to activate stuff. Like I said, angels don't respond to requests. But when you start demanding things in the spirit realm, they will respond to the commands. They're an army, a host. You can't be wishy-washy and guessing about stuff. Take your proper place. Because the manifestation, the whole creation is waiting and groaning. Do you understand? Psalm 67, you carry something in the spirit. In your spirit, you carry something that affects how the earth operates. Thank you for the amens. Though they were scattered and few. See, you may never want to walk in this. I pray you do. I walk in this thing. I don't care wherever the sole of my feet tread. I lay claim on that. I'm not trying to dominate anybody's spirit. But if the devil shows up, I got dominion over him. And God said, what you carry. See, when all the people praise God, he said, the earth. That's why we have to use our weapon of praise. Everywhere you go in Walmart praising God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Wherever you go. Amen. Your weapon of praise. Why? When all the people praise me. Come on. When all my people are praising me, the earth is going to start acting a certain way.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.